talking with Donald Brown from the R.A. Brown Ranch out of Texas. Donald, excellent presentation today as far as a lot of give and take about where we are with this business today. What are you most concerned about right now as you survey the landscape?
Well, the quick and easy answer to that is surviving this drought. You know, we don't know when this drought's going to end. I'm hoping it's sooner instead of later. That's the biggest challenge where we are. You know, and Ron, our ranch today, 70% of that ranch we cannot use today because we're out of water. We are absolutely out of water on 70% of the ranch. And so that creates a huge challenge. So I'm looking forward to being out of the drought. And my biggest concern right now is that this drought ends soon. We keep praying for rain, and we're confident that it's going to rain soon. But to give people the ability, enough rain to hold on, to keep the herd together, to stay in business. But I know there's some that won't. What I see there is that it provides opportunity for new people to come into the business, and I'm excited about that as well.
A lot of talk here about once we get some water, a lot of cow-calf profitability likely to be there to generate some rebuilding.
I think profitability will be huge. I think it'll be for some time. I see a lot of land going to corn and bean production right now and out of livestock production. And it makes sense economically because of the grain prices, what they're bringing. You know, the American producer has done a great job at producing. A great job of utilizing technology and genetics to enhance production. Grain production's done that as well as anybody. I'm confident that we're going to have a huge grain crop when that rain comes, all right, because we converted enough acres over there, that we're going to see lower feed prices, which is just that much more enhancement to the beef cattle sector. So I see huge opportunity just as soon as we get that moisture coming to overcome this drought.
One other question that has to do with technology. What are the two or three things that you see out there that you're just maybe just starting to get your arms around or that's coming that you're most excited about that's going to really, you think, help your operation do what you want it to do?
Well, we've been an early adapter of technology for a long time, and we've tried to stay on the leading edge without being what I call on the bleeding edge, that very far part out there that actually consumes too many people. We've used AI and embryo transfer for a long time. Old technology, yet it's still new technology to a lot of people. Now we're using some in vitro fertilization. I've got one cow this year that's got 64 offspring. And, you know, when I can mass multiply my most superior genetics, and I can create a tremendous product in volume for my customers, I think that's great opportunity there. I think we're going to be able to have more precision, accuracy, in our genetics through the use of DNA technology. I'm excited about that. It's that's a technology that's been around for some time, but now it's to the level of accuracy where it tells us so much more than it has, you know, in the years past. And it's at a price point where I think it's useful to so many in the seed stock industry. I'm looking forward to the future where my commercial customers can utilize that DNA technology to measure the genetic merit of their cattle and, again, make precision decisions to enhance their profitability through improved genetics of their cattle.
So sounds like that perhaps this improved technology, especially like flushing of the embryos, these type of things, that gives us an opportunity to real quickly move back when this drought ends.
Well, it does. You know, it does. And, the good thing about this drought is that I think the net result is going to be a significantly improved cow herd genetically. You know, we've all continued to have to reduce inventory. Well, we start with those cattle that have least genetic merit, those cattle that are going to return the least dollars to us. So genetically, we're a lot stronger. And now with that technology, we can enhance genetics faster and rebuild the nation's cow herd with quality and quantity.